Blog Talk Radio. Everyone, this we're going to be doing something really crazy here. Hey, Evie, I've got my co-host Evie Sands on. Where are you?
May, hey, how are you?
I'm okay. You know, it's going to be quite interesting because we've got all of a sudden I got people all over hanging on a hold here, and we're actually speaking to people that are going to be live, talking to them live from backstage, and they're about to go onto their show doing the Hippie Fest tour out in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
And
so
I got
you're the only one on the East Coast for
yes.
this show of our little group, because I'm holding down the fort here in L.A., and then they're down south in San Diego, as you said.
I know, and it's kind of weird, because all of a sudden I looked up, and it went from one phone call, two, three. I've got four numbers, and I don't know who they are. But I am going to bring them on. I think we should bring them on, and they could talk about what they're going to be doing, because, you know, they got to get ready for their show, which will be happening very shortly after, you know, they speak to us. So let's grab everybody.
Let's bring them on.
Hold on. Here we go. I'm going to turn them all on, and they can all say hello. Hey, guys. We've got people out here.
Hello. Hello, are you talking to us?
Yes, I'm talking to you.
We can shut her up, like, you know. I actually fell open in the restroom there.
Oh, my God. Everyone out there, we've got Vince Martell. And then I don't even know who the other numbers are. I have no idea who everybody else is.
Hey, ladies, no. How you doing?
We're doing fine, right?
This has been how you doing?
Thank you, Vinny.
May?
Thank you so much. Yes, it's me.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
we
listen.
We want to say hello to you guys, to everybody, to May Pat and E.B. Sands. And we got Gary Raychick that set everything up. He's over here. Say hello, Gary.
Hey, Gary.
Hi, Gary.
Hi, E.B. Nice to hear your voice again.
Likewise. So, Gary, you're
okay.
Right in the thick of it. You're going to see a great show tonight.
There's no getting out of it here. It's wonderful. It's great. I wish you guys were here.
Well, but, that's nice. It's better than
we got
here. On the phone.
Pete Kermit, the bass player. Say hello, Pete.
Hello, Pete. Hi, May. Hi, Evie.
And you got Joe here.
I love it. That's great.
Hey, May. How are you?
And we got Joey.
Is
that
Joey? Joey, say something.
Keep the ball in here.
Keep the ball here. That's all they tell me. Keep the ball.
Keep the ball. The whole thing is that I think Evie has something to say because she worked with Badfinger way back when, right, Evie?
Yes, you know, I was just thinking back, knowing that Joey was going to be on the show today, and I realized that he and I were on a TV show together. It was a Dick Clark-produced show. It was called Get It Together. It was in the early 70s, so the late, great Mama Cass Elliott was the guest host, and I was a guest, and Badfinger, and Beach Boys,
okay.
And... I think Joe Tex, the great soul guy, Joe Tex.
Wow, yeah.
So we
Holy
actually
cow.
Have met before.
Well,
and,
hello there.
Nice,
hello.
Nice to talk
it's
to you again.
Double hello, and it was lovely.
You know, I come from the life of me, remember, I didn't get before, like, 1985, so I don't really believe anything took place before then. So that's all I have to say about that. I did like Dick Clark.
Of course, I knew he liked you because he didn't look at me much. I'm trying to be funny and I'm just begging you.
Hey, I'm trying to be funny here. Help me.
I know you're trying to be funny. Joey, I know you're trying to be funny. I've known you before.
Yeah, okay, go ahead, go ahead.
So Pete, how's the tour going?
Tour's going great so far. We're getting great, really responsive crowds, full houses. It's been going really well. We had four shows in Jersey, and then we flew down to Florida. We did four more shows in Florida, and now we're out here in California.
So far, so good.
Hey, Pete, you live on the East Coast, don't you, Pete?
What?
You live on the East Coast, Pete, right?
Yes, I do. I live in New Jersey.
Yeah, well, listen. When I get my party thing together, you're invited for the next one.
Oh, great. That would be wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah. So
I already invited him.
Are you invited? You know, listen, I'm trying to get this because there'd be some biggie people. Hey, Joey, so if you decide that you have time off and during around the time of my birthday party and you're around, you should come to New York. I'm trying to get Frida here. Frida.
Previous time.
That'll be fun, and it'll be lovely to see you again.
Yeah, so yeah, it'll be great. So, anyway,
I'm
so
going to
you
out
guys... Yeah.
I'm going to be coming out there to
finish
my
record.
I'm going to come out there and do some vocals and stuff, so that'll be a good excuse as well.
I'll go downstairs to get the other guy.
So if you guys come... What you guys got to do is you got to perform. You got to have to perform the dance.
What time do you guys hit the stage tonight?
You're gonna come and perform for us. Come on. You know.
Sounds like fun. Sounds like fun to me, man.
Yeah. It'll be fun, Joe. We're gonna have a good time. We got all these different musicians.
All I hear is everybody shuffling here.
Oh my gosh. This is locker room time. I feel
am
like
I here? Is this May?
You're talking to
who's
me.
Talking?
It's May.
We're being quiet here. We hear all this talking.
Yeah. We got about 15 people on.
Hey, Gary. Who's talking to me? Because I have a lot of voices, but I don't know who's talking.
You juggle the ball.
Say, May.
Yes.
I got Kenny Mutnot, who's the one of the tour managers on the show, and he works with Rick Derringer. So, do you want to say hello to him?
Absolutely.
And hold on, here
he
is. Hold on. Okay, so Kenny, this is May Pang and Evie Sands.
Hey, May Pang, my pleasure and honor to meet you today.
Oh, it is great. I mean, it's great that we talk to one person and 10 voices at the same time. How's the tour going? I mean, the tour is a show.
Yes, sir.
I love this.
Thank you.
Evie, jump in anytime. Just jump in.
So, guys, I have a question. What time do you hit the stage tonight?
We hit the stage at 7 p.m. and it will be with Joey Mullen, the Badfinger, Mitch Ryder, and with Rick Derringer before the amazing Vanilla Fudge take the stage.
Sounds great. I also have another question for you.
Hippie Fest is a show that's full of hit songs, and the fans really love the whole adventure.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sure.
I agree.
Are you doing any backlining at all to help it go smoothly?
Well, what I do is I'm actually the drummer and singer first, and I'm also the tour manager.
Whoa.
I didn't realize
that.
Yeah,
I always like doing that. I worked with, for many years, with Buddy Miles from the Jimi Hendrix Band as his manager and drummer. And I still work with, if you know who, Ymir Diodato from 2001 Space Odyssey and all of the Kool and the Gang hits.
Yes.
I work with him regularly also. So I'm out to serve the artists, you know, the heritage and classic rock artists. I love serving them. That's what I love to do, whether it's playing drums or whether it's driving or whether it's tour managing. I just love serving these gentlemen and ladies.
Do you know what it is, Kenny? I thought it was fantastic. And saying about Deodato, he used to, apparently, and I did not know this, he used to live...
Yes, I talk to Deodato just about daily, and he's doing fantastic. As you know, he also did all the music for Bjork,
yes.
Killing Me Softly, Roberta Flack,
mm-hmm.
The 2001 Space Odyssey, and all of the Kool and the Gang hits. He's also the writer of many of those songs. So I'm really blessed to be, you know, hanging out with Vinny Martell here from Vanilla Fudge and hanging out with all of these bands. I just could not be more thankful, and I'm so happy every day to serve them.
Well, you know, I used to live, you know, in an area where Deodato did. I just moved, but he lived, apparently, I didn't even know that. Someone told me.
He was up in Pomona, New York, right?
Sorry?
He was in Pomona, New York.
Correct. That's where I was.
And I just, he actually just moved to Florida, and I'm actually helping him move.
We both moved out.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm actually still caretaking his house before he sells it. But he's really a humble hero and an amazing genius that, as you know, he's a symphonic guy. So we work with everything from 10-piece bands to 110-piece orchestras. And it's just, again, I'm so blessed to get to work with all of these great gentlemen and ladies. And I don't take it for granted. You know, I feel like God has put me in a place where I get to serve all of these masters and geniuses, and I couldn't be more blessed, like I said. I really hope I live in New Jersey myself, so I hope we can at some point get together. I'd love to share some time together.
Absolutely. Listen, Vinny knows where I am. You know, maybe at if I get my birthday party thing together, then you'll come on by.
Well, that would be great. You know, maybe I'll get with Vinny and we can have a nice lunch or something. And right now, May, I have the pleasure and honor to pass the phone over to Mr. Mitch Ryder. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Great talking with you.
Hello.
Hello, Mitch.
Hi, Mitch.
Yes. Hi.
It's May Kang. I just wanted to let you know, when I saw you last at Westbury, I loved the show. So Evie Sands here too. So Evie.
So nice to talk with you, Mitch. A pleasure.
Well, it's my pleasure too. Thank you.
Are you you all set for tonight?
Kind of, sort of. You know, you're never really set. Try to think of everything that you have to be ready, and then sure enough, at the last minute, something will come up and surprise you.
Of course.
I've got to tell you, Mitch.
Great.
Yeah.
That's what keeps us on our toes, right?
I would hope so, yeah.
I love that story. He tells that story about, you know, on stage, and it was just amazing. But I love your singing, and it was just, I came back and told everyone how much to see you on stage.
Could I call you a fan?
Oh, absolutely. I actually have your 45 when I first started out. I have it. Absolutely.
Great. That's great.
How could I not be? I love it. Love it.
Of course. Absolutely.
So where are
great,
you guys?
Great stuff. God.
I'm in New York, and I have to. I'm in New York, and Evie's in Los Angeles.
Whoa. Yeah, we just flew this morning from the East Coast, literally from the Atlantic to the Pacific. So it was a long haul.
Today?
Say what?
You arrived in San Diego today?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, it's really a ball buster.
I got to say.
Everybody's in good spirits, and everybody's ready to jam.
And, yeah, and let me tell you, it's some jam, because once you get up there and start singing, everybody's going to take off. I just love this. And, I mean, when I put it on my Facebook, it was just like, oh, everybody remembers you so well. A lot of people were jealous that I went to the show and they didn't.
That's
right,
May. You got to go to the first show, correct?
I'm sorry?
May, you went to the first show. Is that right?
I don't think it was the first show. I don't know if it was the first show. But it was definitely New York, and it was a great show out in Western. I think they had performed
you
before.
You came to Westbury, didn't you, May?
Yeah, I went to Westbury. I don't think that was the first show.
No, that was the third show.
Okay. See?
Beautiful.
I saw some of the photos
that you posted, May. It was great.
I know. Where are you guys going after this so other people can see? Because we know you're in San Diego, but where else?
We're going to Saratoga tomorrow, I believe. And then from there to Albuquerque, New Mexico. And then the Fudge is going alone from there to Tucson, Arizona for a single show. And then the Hippie Fest will continue a couple days later in New York State, and then finishes up in Massachusetts up on Cape Cod.
Hey, man.
Nice way to go.
Okay, word to you.
Nice. Very
nice.
You're not kidding.
How are you doing?
That would be great.
Hey, ladies.
So listen.
Hello?
Yeah. Who am I talking? Who are we speaking?
I can't hear you.
Who's talking?
Did we get
the line on there? It's like a free for all. Hey. Who's out there? Who am I speaking with?
Here's Mark Stein, girls. Here's Mark Stein.
Remember me? Mark Stein, remember me?
Mark, how are you? How are you, Mark?
I'm good.
Great.
I'm good. We're
listen,
this is going awesome. In San Diego, California right now. We just had some awesome sea bass, asparagus, and salad, and had a good sound check, and ready to rock.
Well, that's
ready to rock, I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah, Evie, you and Mark had some. You two got the same. My favorite song, you know, Take Me for a Little Walk.
Definitely.
Yeah.
That would be such a good thing. The two of you should get
going. How are you doing?
Same song.
Right.
Yeah. Kind of like modeled Mary. I can't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's because there's so many phones going on at the same time.
Yeah, there's a lot of phones. There's a lot of phones going on.
I can't hear nothing.
Yeah. It's all the different phones. Okay. So, Evie, jump in, Steve. I just think, Evie, you should have been out there also doing a guest appearance with these guys.
Yes, I was asking before. I was wondering, for the show, are you doing any backlining for the show, drums or bass rig or guitar amp?
Yeah, we're doing. We have backline on all these gigs.
Great.
We have all that stuff. Yeah, we got all that stuff. They provide everything for us.
That's great. So it helps make everything, all the transitions go more smoothly. Yeah.
And by the way, I want to mention, Evie, we're doing Take Me for a Little While is one of the tunes we're doing.
Are you doing it at every show or just
tonight? Yes, we are, every single show.
Nice, great.
How cool is that?
That is very cool.
I've got two people that have done the song. They're my favorite song out of the Fudge and Evie. That's my favorite song,
It is a great song. I've always loved it. I still do.
Maybe we should
do a
mash up there.
This is Gary's back on.
I hear back to Mark here.
What did you say, a mash up? I love it.
How about a mash up? Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little crazy with all the fogs going over here.
I don't know why I can't.
I can't hear what's going on.
Yeah, because everybody's, because there's too many feedbacks of all the different phones. What I was going to say is, wouldn't it be great to have a mashup between the Fudge and Evie Sands doing Take Me for a Little While?
Sure. Let's do that.
Absolutely.
Come on.
That would be
good.
One thing, when you mentioned that after this you're going to Saratoga, let's just let everybody know that we're talking about Saratoga, California, not Saratoga, New York, where the racetrack is.
Exactly, Saratoga, California, right.
But most people don't realize there is a Saratoga, California, too.
That's right.
That's true.
You're right.
And there is also Pomona, New York, as opposed to Pomona, California.
Oh, that's right. I love it.
Yep. That's right.
A lot of similar names, but...
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Different places.
Different places.
And there's also in Orange County, New York, and Orange County, California as well.
That's interesting.
Oh, it is. There's all kinds of names all over the place that are similar. What are you going to do?
As long as you wake up and figure where you are, it all works out.
No, it's cool. It's a great tour, you know. We're having a great time with everybody. We're jamming out with everybody. A lot of people are showing up. Stuff on YouTube. I'm sure it's a lot of fun. We did Ticket Ladies a couple of days ago. Ticket. We ran into somebody that has Bob Diddley's guitar collection. And we were over there checking out all the guitars that Bob Diddley had. It was wonderful. So
how great.
How cool is that?
That's very cool. And
one thing,
let's tell everybody, just in case there are any stragglers, where it is exactly that you're playing tonight in San Diego, because people can still make the show.
Humphreys by the Bay.
It is
Humphreys
a great venue for anybody who doesn't know, or anybody that has a chance to still get there. That's such a great place to play.
Oh, it's beautiful up here, right on the bay. We got all the cabin crews out here. We're looking at palm trees. There's a swimming pool on the other side. It's a little bit of paradise over here.
Can't beat it.
I don't think I've been in San Diego in since the 70s. I think I passed through San Diego on my way to Tijuana. I think that was the only time I've ever been to San Diego. it was one of those day trips with all my girlfriends. We said, let's go to lunch in Tijuana. And we went to Ensenada. And of course...
Nice. Well, May, next time you come out, you'll have to take a trip down to San Diego. And so nice.
I know. I have friends down there. I have a great friend, Joanna Cicu. She's a jewelry designer. Oh my God, she makes amazing stuff.
Oh, how nice! Well, there you go. So you have next time you'll have no excuse but to go visit her.
I know. I'm going out on the West Coast in a while, so it's gonna be.
I would say you're due.
Yeah, I am.
Come on out.
Well, listen, we should let, these guys, they've got their show that's going to be coming on. We should tell everybody where they should go on their website to catch them.
Oh, you got it. VanillaFudge.com, VinceMartel.com, HippieFest.com. Check it out. There's a whole lot of venues.
And I think
Gary,
that that's...
turned this... Yeah, go ahead.
What did Gary want?
There's just a lot going on here. A lot of people walking around. Did you get Joey Mullen back on?
Unless Joey wants to talk, because he's the first one up, isn't he?
Yeah, let's see if we can get him again. Let's see if we can get Joey on again.
Hello? Yeah.
Yeah. While he's looking Joey Marlin, vanilla fudge.
Somebody, yeah.
Oh, he's back.
Talk to me, please.
I'm talking to you.
Talk to me. Talk to me about the show, the hippie festival.
There you go.
Stars who are appearing. The phenomenal effing vanilla fudge. The ball breaking. Mitch Ryder and the Detroit, you know, and Rick, he's got a big one, Derringer, and just this incredible show, real high-dive t-shirts, and they sell beer and everything, and it's really kind of a good time. What a beautiful evening in San Francisco. I mean, San Diego, what it's like in San Francisco, probably raining.
Thanks a lot for talking to me
and including me in your show, and now I'm locked out of the room and I can't get in, and I've got to go on stage 10 minutes and I'm really pressed and I'm really glad I got my team to watch this. You know, I think the world's in an incredible state, and I've got my jeans. They're too long.
Okay.
I come out jeans nowadays. It says your size, but they're not your size. Because they're made. They're made now. What are they made?
Oh,
you know,
my God.
I think we should open a new Levi factory in America. Make jeans that fit people. Go ahead and hack up if you care.
Go have
your fun.
Get ready for the show.
Hey, God bless you. I've got to get my voice ready.
Go get yourself together, Joe. You're the
first one. Have a great show, everybody. Have a fantastic show.
Thank
I know
you,
I
thank
have
you.
A
fantastic show, the girls are saying.
Hello. He's the first
one.
Yeah, we're going to have a great show tonight.
Yes.
You're not here, you'll miss it, obviously.
Oh my God.
Come and sing some harmony with us, mate. Come and sing harmony. Come
on. I know. I should
and
have
put
done
that.
So.
Don't forget to wear your summer dress.
Yes. Yes. There you go.
Absolutely, May, of course.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Guys.
I mean, I don't mean to be like a male or anything like that, you know, heaven forbid. and talk about those forbidden subjects, you know what I mean? Like,
no,
I don't know, like sex. You know, heaven forbid we will talk about that.
Heaven forbid.
I'll be off now.
No, you can go. You're still on the air. Get going.
Listen, you sweethearts, I gotta go. I'll see you later, yeah?
Okay, bye, Joey. Great show.
All right, love you guys. Thanks very much.
Okay.
Thanks for promoting our show for us.
Okay.
Love that.
Bye. Yeah. Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye.
May and
yes.
Evie, thank you.
Great, Vinny, have a great show again, and we'll talk soon.
Hey, listen, let me mention while I'm at it, we're at tomorrow, the 9th, in Saratoga at the Mountain Winery.
Ooh.
Okay, Mountain Winery in Saratoga. On the 10th, we're in Santa Fe, New Mexico, Camel Rock Casino.
Ooh,
right.
I would love that one.
Santa Fe on the 10th, Camarac Casino, New Mexico, and on the 12th, Tucson, Arizona, Rialto Theater. Okay, that's August 12th, Tucson, Arizona. And then we got 17th, 18th, 19th in Cohasset, Massachusetts, Peekskill, New York, and Hyannis, Massachusetts. I guess it's all on the website. It's a lot of stuff to try to everybody digest over the radio, but thank you very much for having us, both you guys, May and Evie. It's been a pleasure being on the radio show, and thank you again for accommodating.
We're in your corner, you know, because it's a great show. I love hearing you guys. I never get tired of hearing you guys sing.
And lovely talking with you again, Vinny. Till soon.
You got it, Evie. Both of you guys are beautiful. Thank you for everything that you're doing on the radio for all the fans.
Hey, listen, lots of love. I'll see you when you're back on the East Coast soon.
God bless. You got it.
Okay.
Okay, you rock show.
Rock
Bye.
Out, ladies.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye. Okay. They are
okay.
Amazing.
Thank you.
just
they're all still going. They're all still going. It's amazing. Hold on.
And thank you, Gary Raycheck. Thank you for setting this up for yourself.
Absolutely.
Yay, Gary.
Yeah, he's right here, and he set it all up for all of us. So thank you, Gary.
Thank you, Vinny. It's a pleasure to be with you again.
Thank you. Thank you.
Great.
All right, take care, ladies. We got to
run.
Take
care.
Okay, we've got a show to do.
You got it.
Wish you were here.
Okay.
Okay. Yes. Bye.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Now.
Take care.
Bye. Okay.
Okay. I'm just taking him off so that he so he can get ready. There he goes. He's gone. Yes. Who's left on the air? We got one person. I don't know who's here. Oh,
who's
I'm
left? Let's see. May, are you
know.
There?
I'm here. I don't know who's there. I'm going to hang him up because they need to get ready. They need to get ready. They're, I just cut them off because the fact is they need to get off. They got to get ready.
They have to get ready, yeah. It's getting pretty close to showtime. And, you know,
everybody,
I think the person that you just cut off may have just been backstage ambience. You know that friend, backstage ambience?
Yeah. And so, you know what? I want to listen to everybody out there. You couldn't hear everything. It was just like there were too many phones going on, and we were hearing the, echoing back. And it was just tough even here for us to hear.
Is not certainly not an ideal situation with different people on cell phones and backstage where it's very, very noisy. And so there's a lot of people and things going on, and so it makes it more difficult than if we were all sitting around with mic'd up in a more like in a studio.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
you know, it was with them. It was just it was great to get Mark Stein because it was really tough, and I know he had a hard time hearing, and that's because everybody's cell phone was giving feedback to everybody else. So I could hear him, but he didn't think he could hear us or whatever. But I could hear him. But I was just thinking, what a great idea for a mashup between you and the Fudge doing the song.
Yeah, interesting mashup idea for sure.
I mean, hell, I would love to be. I'd love to produce that one altogether because that's one of my favorite songs, and I could just hear it. You know?
Yeah.
I could hear
yes,
it.
Yes.
I actually hear it in my head how it's being done.
Right. Yeah.
But
I'd be good.
I just got to take that and put that to the forefront, and then we could work that one. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah,
you know?
I think it would be fun for sure.
Yeah. So it was one of those. But you know what? It was chaotic, but it was so much fun. I mean, I'll tell you who we had, because I went to the show and it opens up with Joey Mullen and Badfinger. And so Joey's so funny as normal. And I've known this
as usual.
Guy, as usual. Known since 1970. That's how long I've known this guy.
Oh, wow. I love it.
So, and then the next person that comes up is Mitch Ryder. And everybody remembers Mitch Ryder in Detroit. I mean, this guy did not lose a beat. His vocals are just amazing.
I'm so glad because he's so amazing artist for sure.
Oh, it was like when he sang Jenny Take a Ride, you know, I was like, Jenny! You know? I was that little kid, and you know, yes, did I have that 45? Absolutely. I am his fan. I am, I am the person that loved all that type of music back then. And one of his guitar players who has since passed away was in a group called Elephant's Memory. And
oh, yes. Oh, I know that band. Sure.
Yeah. Wayne Gabriel, Tex, as we used to call him. And we were just talking about him for a little bit. And so we got
Didn't they play, or some of the members play with John as well?
Yes, the Elgin's member backed John up on one of the early albums.
Yes, yes,
and,
right, right. That's okay. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And there was not so much the they did some stuff, and you know, during his street, John's street day, street cred days, you know.
Yes, yes.
But and that's when, you know, thank God, in those days it was kind of weird because I was the little kid that said, oh my God, I'm exposed to things I'm not used to, you know, seeing Hell's Angels comes around, you know, and I was just very happy to be in another part of town, in another office that I didn't have to see, you know, spend nights and when I did, you know, working late and then whatever was going on, I was just happy not to be there. There was
oh, I bet.
Yeah. I always couldn't wait to go home, you know. But
right.
People used to think I lived a wild life. I didn't live a wild life. I lived a very quiet, had fun, but I wasn't into long nights. If I could go home and just get some sleep, I was very happy.
Oh, yes. Sleep, it's like a sanctuary.
I know. But it was just one of those things. And then, of course, next you have Rick Derringer, and my God, you know, he's been in so many different bands, you know.
Oh, he's done so many different things. I think a lot of people know him from different things that he's done and maybe don't realize collectively, all the things that he's done.
Yes.
I mean, obviously, of course, he was the lead voice on Hang On Sloopy with the McCoys.
Right, the McCoys.
And
right,
then
the
he
McCoys.
Had his own solo, what was it, Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo in the mid-70s.
Oh, that was when, yeah, I mean, he was with Edgar Winters. And
right, he played with, and Johnny Winter, both.
Right.
And then he did, he worked with Weird Al Yankovic. And
oh,
produced a couple of those, Eat It, and what was the other one, maybe Fat. He did that, which was kind of different. He played guitar on a few different tracks for some different Steely Dan albums, three or four different albums of theirs. And then a bunch of other people that he played guitar on tracks like, I'm trying to think, Total Eclipse of the Heart, maybe, Bonnie Tyler's. Song.
Could be. I don't know.
And then, like, Air Supply, I mean, just Barbra Streisand, I mean, a whole cross-section of people. And then I know he did, because I remember from some other friends of mine, he did jingle work, a bunch of different things.
Yeah.
Commercials and jingle work. He's had a really interesting and a varied kind of career as a front man, as a session guy, doing production work.
Right.
He's a talented guy.
No, absolutely. And he's basically, this is like, he's like the MD of the show because it's his band. He plays for everyone.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, the first half is he's like the MD, so it's his band and he plays for Joey, behind Joey. Behind Mitch Ryder, and then he does his own thing. Now the second half of the show is all Vanilla Fudge.
Second half
is all Vanilla Fudge, and that's when they come out and they sing all those great hits. And I have to tell you, a lot of people don't realize that Carmine sings. People Get Ready. I mean, it's just like, it's great.
Oh right. Right, because people just think maybe that it's
Mark
doing the singing, or yeah.
But Carmine has an amazing voice. But it was so funny. At the end of the show, the last time, and it was just really fun. I was, everybody standing up, giving them their claps and saying, "Oh, it's great," you know. And they were taking their bow, and Vinny throws out his stick, you know, out into the
audience.
Oh
yes, yes.
And I'm
so wait,
there,
don't
I
tell think, me. Did you get it?
Not only did I get it, but this was the funny part. My head was down looking at my phone because someone had buzzed him, and I was starting to type something. I'm texting, and I stood there, and I got tapped on the head, and I went, "What was that?" And then I looked down, and in the crux of my arm was the drumstick.
Oh, that is a great story.
I
that is so
it.
Funny.
I couldn't believe it. I said, if I wanted to catch it, I wouldn't. Here I'm not even looking, and it just taps me on the head, and it goes.
Oh, gosh, you couldn't, and you couldn't plan that, like you say, if you tried.
No, I was just laughing at the end of the day. But here's the funny part. So it was a long week of just people seeing them perform, which, and, you know, I love them. They were great. But the day before, I had just seen Eddie Money in a private event as well. So it was a whole
By the way, he's such a nice guy, isn't he? He's just a great guy.
Eddie is a.
He's a sweetheart.
Yes, he is. So I was out there, and I didn't think I was going to make to see the show because they had called me up, and I said, "Oh, I don't know," because I had a dinner plan. I got off early. I said, I'm coming. They were saying, great. I got a chance to see him. He now has his family. It's two sons and his daughter singing with him on stage.
Oh, that's wonderful. I didn't know that.
Julian, what was it? I'm trying to remember everybody's name. All of a sudden, it's like, who? I can't remember everybody's name all of a sudden. Jessie is the oldest daughter, and the son is a drummer. And one of them is a guitar player, so they were all. It was all there. It was just it was a really a fun night. I got a chance to see them. Then we all went out to dinner. Eddie decided to go back to the hotel, and me and the rest of the family, his wife and we were all out there. We went to their town. It was good fun.
Absolutely. Oh, how fun. I bet that's really great for him, because what's better than if you can play with your own, with your family, and travel together, and it's wonderful. Yeah, it's great.
It was good to see them. You know, they got, they're doing their TV show, their reality show. They have a reality show.
Oh, no, tell me. I didn't know that. No.
Yeah, they have a reality show that's on Access Network, and so I think they just got renewed or something, and it was just the funniest thing in the world, you know. So,
Eddie's a funny guy.
He's a character. He's just a character.
Yeah, that's it. He's a character for sure.
And you know, and he's come from this side of the world, you know, he's from the New York side, and now he lives out west, and his family. And I'll probably see them. They're coming back this way, so I'll probably see them again in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, nice! Yeah, that's great. You know, I was going to ask you back for a moment to the Hippie Fest show with all of them. About how long would you say the show is? Is it about like a 2-hour show or longer?
Or 2 hours. It's about a 2-hour show.
Mm-hmm.
And
nice.
It is nice because the second half is like I said, it's all fudge. And it's great to hear them. You know, it really is. They sound fantastic. All of them, they really do. I think everybody from the Hippie Fest, also the Happy Together tour, which is of course the you know, the Mark and Howard side of things. I mean, the whole...
Yes, yes.
All these groups and singers, and I have to tell you, I give it to all of them that they're out there making a lift. Us baby boomers, a lot of happiness, because it takes us back to a time when we were really happy, a time that we remembered music just filled the air, and that's what it was. And when you hear all of this, it just takes you back into that time zone, and I love it.
Yeah, I mean, music is it's a cliche word, but it's magical, no question. What music does for the soul.
It really does.
Howard and Mark are great guys too, AKA Flo and Eddie.
AKA they backed everybody else, the turtle,
right.
You know, they backed everybody. And a lot of people don't realize it, but they were the voice the voices behind singing when what was it? My ex-husband had Tony Visconti had founded this group, or actually this one guy, and it was in, a band was called Tyrannosaurus Rex, or later to be shortened to be T-Rex, and Mark Bolan and you know Bang a Gong was their first big hit.
Yeah,
here in the States, and that was Mark and Howard in the background singing those high notes. Everybody thought was a woman, and that was Mark's voice.
I love it.
Yeah,
I love
and
it.
I've heard the outtake where they were laughing so hard they were on the floor, hysterical. So
I bet, yeah.
And I can hear in the high. I mean, the highs on the notes were so. It's just like they were laughing so hard. But those are the things that takes you back there, makes you forget a lot of things, and makes you forget all the aches and pains and everything else that goes with it in this world.
Oh, yeah. I mean, or just stuff like in everyday life. It's music is magical, no question of that. And music, as some people have come to find out, is really healing. Sometimes people who cannot be reached in any other way, even let's say something like Alzheimer's or dementia or something, music can reach them and they can communicate, as well as the music bringing them joy in a world, you know, that's kind of shut down for them. So music is just incredible. No way, shape around it.
Absolutely. You know, I saw a story. I'm going to try and see if I can find it and share it. I saw a story tonight. You know, people, we're always talking about how bad we have it. And then I look at this little kid. It was a great little story about this little kid. His name was, I can't even remember the name. I'm going to have to look. It was a story. Even though it was on our local channel, it was really a story out in the Midwest. And it was this little kid who was born with spina bifida stuff. And, you know, the parents decided, they found out she was pregnant 20 weeks, and they found out that this kid was going to be, have a problem. And they decided to keep the child and let it go full term. Well, if you talk about I have no problems when I watch this little kid. He's 2 years old. It's a miracle. He walks with his walking sticks, as he calls it. They did an operation before he was born inside the stomach, and they managed to. It's a miracle that he can actually do any walking. And when he was walking, he's 2 years old, and he said to the dog, he goes, I forgot what the dog's name was. He said, look, and he's saying, he's so sweet at 2 years old. He goes, look, I'm walking. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's so sweet. That's so just beautiful. Beautiful little boy.
Yeah. That's when you realize how he's touched different people. They were saying that the parents said when they posted, they just didn't think how many people were so touched by it, you know? And I was thinking,
I can just imagine, because his story resonates for so many people who they themselves have been touched by either similar health kinds of things with kids, or they know someone, a friend or family member. So that would touch an enormous amount of people. And what a sweet story. What a successful, heartening, inspiring kind of a story, too.
Oh, what you see, I'm going to try and find it and post it. It's just a brilliant story. And then the other thing, wasn't it interesting about the drummer who was also the tour manager?
Yes, right.
Ken?
And interesting, and then all the rest of it, and working with Diodato and all kinds of, you know, interesting artists.
Well,
I love that. And what's interesting is his conversation was the clearest, at least on my end.
Yes. It was.
So whatever phone he was on or wherever he was standing, did you find that to be true, too? I could hear him the best.
Yes. You know why? because they weren't speaking on a speaker. He actually spoke into the phone.
Ah, okay.
I can tell because there was no echoing. He was just talking into the phone.
Well, then why didn't they all do that?
Because, you know what? I guess with Gary in the room just trying to make sure everybody was doing it, everybody was talking on the phone. Everybody was calling. Everybody was getting the echo. Instead of just using one phone to pass around, they just sort of had a million phones.
Right.
But it's okay. It's okay. And like I said, it was kind of funny to find out that Deodato lived right around the corner from where I was, and I never met him.
You both moved.
Yeah, we both moved around the same time, obviously. So,
right.
That's so funny though. It is kind of weird, and you know what? And Ken has the right attitude. He goes, I'm just grateful. I'm just grateful for what he goes. I'm happy in what I'm doing, and I think that's lovely.
It is, and I think that translated very clearly, which is so lovely for anyone to really love what they're doing every day and have joy in it. And I mean, I got that from him really so strongly, and it's lovely.
Absolutely. Hey, listen, you know, we're finally, and then they laugh. I mean, we're finally coming down in the next couple of minutes here that we have left. Because they're about to hit the stage, and we're about to get off on this stage. Because they're on a timing thing. I do know that. So it's great. Do you have anything that's coming up for you at all?
Well, I have a few shows. It looks like I'm going to be doing on the West Coast. I'm still not going to announce anything yet, but probably in October. And I'm working hard on my album. I'm writing, so this is still the writing and pre-production stage. And then I think if I am going to do a crowdfunder, like together with people and support, then that'll be pretty soon. And then of course I'll tell you about it. But I'm excited. It's just been going great.
That's fantastic. And let's see.
What
me,
about
I'm
you,
just,
May? What, real quick,
me,
what's
just
going
getting,
on? Anything coming
I'm,
up on
I,
your end?
Well, the whole thing is I normally do a Labor Day barbecue party. And this year I am doing it, but I really have scaled back on my friends. And a lot of them will probably say, how come I wasn't invited? Well, it turns out I'm throwing this party because it's my girlfriend, Wendy Kaufman, who was the original Snapple lady on television. And
Wendy, I love it.
And we're calling it Wenstock because she's turning 60 and it's a special time for her. And so I said, all right, I'm going to throw the party. And it's really, so it's mainly her friends that are coming and we have some mutual, but it's, I've moved over to let her have her friends because there's a lot of friends out there. And
because you're doing this really, so it's for her to celebrate her birthday,
yes.
So for sure, yeah, that's nice. See what a good friend you are? That's great.
You know what? She's an amazing lady. She's in such a good spot. She just laughs at so many different things in the world. She's good. And she's gone through different things also in stages of her life, and she's come on the other side, and she's in a great, great space. So that's why, and she deserves it. So it's going to be Wenstock, and we're going to have a good time.
I love it. It sounds like it's going to be a blast.
And so that's where it is. So anyway, we're at the end of our timing here, and I just want to say to everyone, thank you for listening to the chaos that we just had with all those guys. But they all love being on the stage. Everybody's just trying to find the phone. They are about to hit the stage in a couple of minutes. If you're out in San Diego, you're going to enjoy the show. You're going to Saratoga, go for it there, or any of the places, or go on their website, which is, you know, VinceMartel.com or HippieFest.com or what else did they say? Well, you know what? If you put it up there and you look for Joey Mullen, Badfinger, they'll all say something about the tour, and they've got a few, and especially the Vanilla Fudge. It's going to be great.
And it's going to be great. And actually, everybody got a little bit of a taste of what it really is like backstage, all the ambient noise and chaos and fun.
Absolutely.
And so that's kind of what really goes on. That's what they just got to hear.
You got to hear just because you couldn't hear the talk. That's exactly how it is. And being a tour manager is just nutty out there. And you know what? I'm glad that we could bring it to you. Thank you, Evie, for being my guest co-host again. I love having you. And,
I love you, May. It's fun. I'm so good to talk with you again. Big hugs from the West Coast. And till soon, okay?
Yes.
And bye, everybody. Bye. Thanks for listening.
Yes. Talk to you, and we'll talk when we talk again.
Bye. Okay. Bye.
Bye.